And if there's one thing I know I cannot compete with, it's Thanksgiving dinner. Amen. So in an hour or two, we'll be through here. Psalm 149 in verse 4. Psalm 149 and verse number 4. For the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Amen. That is an awesome, awesome verse. And I really don't know which part of it to preach, so I guess I'll just preach all of it. Amen. The Lord bless you, and you may be seated. If you need a title for this tonight, I'm going to call it Beauty Tips. Now you look at me and say, you're giving me beauty tips? But I am. Because I got some things I want to share with you here tonight about true beauty. Amen. Praise the Lord. First of all, the Scripture said that the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. That means that when God wants to have fun, He gets with His people. When God wants to enjoy Himself, He just gets with His people. Now, isn't that what we do? We go over to people's house and we say, we're going to go over and visit so-and-so and we're going to have a good time. Amen. And when God comes to church, He comes to church to have time. Amen. Sometimes people don't understand why we get a little excited when we worship the Lord. But when we get in the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the one that beautified us with His great salvation, you can't help but get a little bit excited about it. Amen. When the Holy Ghost gets to moving on you, you can't help but move a little bit. Anybody know what I'm talking about tonight? One songwriter said, if a hallelujah can't come out, then Lord, why put it there? Have you ever had a hallelujah that just had to come out? Have you ever had an amen that just had to come out? Amen. I got to praise and I got to let it out. I got to praise. You know what I'm talking about tonight? Sometimes you can't help yourself. You get in the presence of the Lord. He gets to moving and you just can't contain it. And we're accustomed to it. Amen. We just think it's normal. Hallelujah. That's all right. Amen. I remember somebody saying, well, I don't think you got to do all that. God's not deaf. And I agree with you, but He's not nervous either. I don't know what it was like at your house, but I know what it was like at my house, and it was noisy. My mom and daddy had 6 boys and a girl, and it was noisy. And when you go to my wife's house, it's worse than that. There were 12 of them rascals. And they all like to talk at the same time. It's noisy. Amen. But it's fun. Amen. If you like gossip, you'd love 12 mouths going at the same time. No, they don't gossip. They just tell facts. Amen. I'm just having a little fun here tonight. But when we go to, you know, you get with your family. I don't know. Maybe some houses are quiet. I've never been to one. But, you know, when you get to our house, it's noisy. I know, Brother Bacon, it's your house. It's got to be quiet. For those little boys and their daddy. Now, Mama, we're not so worried about. Amen. But I know that it gets exciting, isn't it? And it's fun. I never had much fun where I had to be quiet. How about you? If I got to be quiet, I'm pretty miserable. I'm pretty unhappy. I'm a little bit like the little boy said, when I grow up, I want to be a preacher. And his mom said, why do you want to be a preacher? He said, well, somebody's going to be up there hollering, it might be me. He liked the hollering part better than he did the listening part. So he said, I want to be the preacher. Amen. I guess I did too. That's why I'm here. Amen. And so God has fun when he comes to church. Amen. I don't see how he could have a whole lot of fun in a place where everything is so quiet. I don't know. It makes me nervous. Amen. I don't know what to do with myself. You know, everybody, when you wiggle, you can hear it. Amen. I'd like to be in a place where you can worship out loud and clap your hands if you feel like clapping your hands. Get on your feet and dance a little bit if you feel like dancing before the Lord. Amen. But the Bible said that he will beautify the meek with salvation. I'm going to tell you tonight, when I came to Jesus and when most of you came to Jesus, you needed some beauty treatments on your soul. Now on the outside, you might have been looking pretty good, but on the inside, some of us were very ugly. Sin is very ugly. If you want to know how ugly sin is, all you got to do is look at Calvary. If you want to know how violent and how bloody and how deadly sin is, all you've got to do is look at Calvary. The reason God chose crucifixion as the means of the death of the Savior, he wanted us to understand tonight that sin is not beautiful, but sin is deadly and sin is ugly. Rebellion is not pretty. It's not pretty. Amen. Violence is not pretty. Hate is not pretty. Arrogance and pride is not pretty. And we were full of all of that. We were full of lying. And we were full of fear, and some of us full of self-loathing. We were full of addictions that held us that we could not break. We were held back by bonds that held us like captives, and we couldn't get free. When I came to Jesus, I was ugly on the inside. But he received me anyway. And he said, all I'm requiring is that you be meek. All I require is that you be humble. All I require is that you're willing to change. And if you're willing to do that, I've got what it takes to make you beautiful. And God began to work his miracle in my soul. And God can make us beautiful. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know the first thing you need to do when you're going the wrong way is understand you're going the wrong way. Amen. Have you ever missed a place and found out you were going the wrong way? Well, did you just keep going? Say, well, it was back there, but I'll get there eventually. Yeah, about 25,000 miles later. You're going to get real wet when you get to the ocean. No, the only way you're going to get to where you started is to turn around and go back. When you understand that you're going the wrong way, you got to say, hey, something's got to change here. Amen. Amen. And so that's what repentance is. It's changing. It said, hey, I'm headed nowhere fast. I don't like the way I'm headed. I'm tired of this. I want something better. Well, turn around and go back the right direction. Amen. Amen. You've been walking away from God. Now it's time to walk with God. I'm here. You hear me tonight? That as soon as you turn around, he's going to be standing right there. You're not going to take one step in the right direction without him being with you. If I know what sometimes we think. We think, God, I can't do this by myself. And we are absolutely right. He knows that. And that's why He's right there. And as soon as I turn around, He's right there saying, let me walk with you. And He will lead us then in the right direction. Amen. Repentance tonight is beautiful. I'll never forget when I repented how clean I felt. Anybody remember that? Do you remember when you said, God, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I have messed up big time. But if you'll just forgive me, God, and help me, I want to do right from now on. And you felt so clean on the inside. And that old ugliness went away. And you felt the beauty of the Spirit of the Lord, His mercy and His compassion and His love filled you. I'll never forget how wonderful I felt when I repented of my sins. The Bible said if we confess our sin, He's just and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. That's beauty. You know, they tell me, I'm really not an expert on out beauty. You could tell that by looking, but I'm not. This is all natural. Amen. Nothing artificial up here at all. You'd never have guessed in a million years. Amen. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I would guess that if you're going to get busy making things right, sometimes you got to get rid of some stuff. Amen. I've seen cleansing products. Well, I've been using soap for years. But you know, you got to get rid of some stuff. So, and if the more you spend for it, I guess the better it's supposed to work, right? And you get a real pretty bottle that costs a lot of money, and that's supposed to be better. It gets cleaner. Amen. Well, there's only one thing that's going to get rid of sin. And that's the blood of Jesus. Amen. And so repentance tonight it's very beautiful. It's getting rid of some things that weigh you down. It gets rid of your guilt. It gets rid of your shame. It gets rid of your shameful habits. It gets rid of the things that embarrass you. It gets rid of the things that you hope to the Lord that nobody ever finds out about you. Shake your head like this right here. You know what I'm talking about tonight. You're not going to tell me, and I'm not going to tell you. Amen. But it gets rid of all that. Praise the Lord. And that's beautiful, isn't it? Amen. That I can now I can walk in the presence of God and put my head up and my hands up saying, thank you, Jesus. Amen. I feel so much better already, and I just got to step number one. Amen. Amen. And then baptism is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to be baptized in this water in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. How many remember when you were baptized? Amen. Somebody wrote a song and said, my sins are gone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, I'm happy because my sins are gone. Amen. The beauty of baptism is, the Bible said that if you will be baptized in Jesus' name, that He will remit. The word means to blot out all of your sins. In Bible times, they wrote with ink that had no acid. And so if you made a mistake, you just reached over and got a blotter, they called it, and you could just wipe the record clean. I like computers. I'm so glad that they got rid of typewriters. Typewriter was never my friend. It was always out to get me. Every time I hit the key, it did something wrong. It couldn't have been me. It had to be the typewriter. Amen. But I was glad when I got a computer And my favorite button on there is delete. And I have found out if I hit the wrong letter or the wrong word or the wrong whole page, I can get rid of every bit of it and you'll never find it. You'll look at that thing and you'll think, man, look, everything's just right. It is now. Because I discovered delete. Amen. Thank God for baptism. Baptism is God's delete. Amen. You got some stuff that you need to get rid of tonight, and you need to put it in a place where the devil can't find it and God can't find it and nobody else can find it. That's what baptism is all about. When you go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ, He washes every sin spot from your soul. And that's beautiful. And we're just still getting rid of stuff. Amen. We're still getting rid of stuff. Praise the Lord. I think it was Cromwell. An artist painted his picture. And he came in and showed it to him. It looked really, really, really good. Cromwell looked at the picture and he said, "Where's my warts?" He had warts, apparently. And the artist said, "Well, I just took them off for you." He said, "Brother, when you paint me, paint warts and all." Amen. I just prefer that they leave them off. Amen. And Jesus washes us clean. He takes all the warts away. He takes all the ugliness away. He takes all the sin spots away. I mean, He gets right down to the root of the matter. Amen. And He cleanses us. And that's beautiful. Amen. You know, isn't it? Don't you like taking a bath? When you come in, I mean, you smell. And you're dirty. And you're grody. Amen. And you can't stand yourself. There's nothing in the world like getting in the shower and stand under that water and grab that wash rag and get it lathered up real good. If you use real soap or that sissy stuff in the bottle now, it all works. You just get it and you just lather it up real good. Man, you start at the top and you scrub all the way to the bottom. By the time you get through with that and you're all clean, don't you feel good? Amen. And you smell better. And people like to be around you when you're clean. Amen. And it just, everybody feels better about it. And that's what baptism does. It cleanses us. Makes us beautiful. Amen. And then the next thing God does, now he's taking stuff away. It's a two-step treatment to get rid of sin, repentance and baptism. That's the double whammy. And that gets rid of sin. And then God adds something. Amen. I grew up when they used to have a product called Brill Cream. You remember that? So when we used to have oily, sticky hair, you know? Now you get shampoo and you wash all the oil out of it. And then you put it in your hand, you smear it right back on there. Remember how ugly pillows used to be? Hey, you remember that. Some of you don't matter, remember that. It was fun. Amen. And that was back when some of you had hair, you know. But remember, that was Brill Cream. And there was they had this slogan said, "A little dab will do you. A little dab will do you." Amen. Brill Cream, "A little dab will do you." Amen. And that was really spoken. That was the thing. If you were with it, you brought Brill Cream. Now, my mom and dad, we were poor. Plus, then I had a bird, and I had butch wax. Remember that? A whole lot like Vaseline. If you didn't have Brill Cream, you could use. I mean that. that royal crown, you could use Vaseline, did the same thing. Just held your little thing about, little poof. You know, we started poofs before the women got a hold of it. They just made it bigger and better. Oh, my goodness. I have too much fun up here. I'm sorry, but I'm trying. I'm trying real hard. But God added something to you. Amen. Now he got rid of my sin. And now God's ready to put something on the inside to replace what he took away. I have found in dealing with children, there's two ways to take something away from them that they don't need. One way is just to take it away. And when that happens, get set, because it's going to get noisy and it's going to get really unpleasant. They're going to scream and holler. Amen. That's why God made them little, so they wouldn't kill you. But they're going to throw a fit, and they're going to get mad, and they're going to raise the roof. Or the other way to do it is just to give them something else. And you just bring that over and you just make it look so good. Isn't this beautiful, don't you like? And they look up and they go. And you hand it to them, and while you're handing them that, you take this, and they never know the difference. Amen. You see, that's how you do that. God is real smart. He doesn't just take stuff away from us. He gives us something better. That's why, and that's how you live for God, is because he gives you something better than you had. So God took away all the bad stuff. But while he's taken away the sin, and he's taken away the shame, and he's taken away the guilt, and he's taken away the addiction, at the same time, he's adding peace, and he's adding joy, and he's adding love, and he's adding mercy, and he's adding Holy Ghost power into my life. Amen. So God fills me with the Holy Ghost. And that's beautiful. Amen. I think Holy Ghost filled people are beautiful people. Amen. I've got a word of wisdom for you here. If God changed you, you need to keep the change. Don't lose it. Don't lose it. Amen. You know what happened to Moses? Moses came down from the mountain. He'd been with God for 40 days and 40 nights, and his face shone with a glory. People said, Moses, we can't stand to look at you, man. You're too bright. And so Moses put a bag over his head so people could look at him. But here's the problem. After the glow was gone, he kept wearing the bag. He didn't want people to know they lost the shine. Amen. And some people, if you're not careful, you won't know when the shine's gone. This Holy Ghost thing, you got to renew it. Everybody say daily. Daily. You got to renew the Holy Ghost daily. Every day you got to renew it. If you're depending on what you got 20, 30, 40 years ago, you need a refilling now. Amen. It was wonderful when you got it, but you need to keep that every day. Amen. You need to pray through every day. You need to renew the Holy Ghost every day. You need to get sweet every day. Amen. You need to get peace and power every day. You need to renew the love of God in your heart every day. That's good preaching, Brother Grissom. Thank you for telling me that. Amen. You don't want to lose it. Don't want to lose it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Some people still claim it, but they don't have the fruit of it. Well, we're not supposed to judge. Well, I'm not judging. I'm just inspecting fruit. I can be a fruit inspector. I don't have to be a judge. Amen. But if I don't see joy and peace and righteousness and goodness, amen, and gentleness and faith and meekness and temperance. You know, if I don't see the fruit of the Spirit there, it tells me something's wrong, something going on. If I see no judgmental spirit, if I see an old grudging spirit, if I see an old ugly spirit, if I see an old gossiping spirit, if I see an old troublemaking spirit, they got to just shout a little bit. Amen. That tells me something's wrong. Amen. Well, we were having fun before I got on all this. Let's get back to where we were real quick here. Let's get back to being beautiful. Amen. Because the Lord, when He gives you the Holy Ghost, it's beautiful. Amen. One fellow got the Holy Ghost. He had never been in a Pentecostal church. He didn't know nothing about us. He didn't know our lingo. He didn't know our terminology. He didn't know our jargon. He didn't know our Pentecostal tradition. They said, "How do you feel, brother?" He said, "Woo, hot dog!" And it was beautiful. That's all he knew. Amen. He didn't know how else to say it. That was just the greatest thing he knew how to come up with. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost is beautiful. Those of you tonight that have received the Holy Ghost, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. If you haven't received it yet, I encourage you tonight. You want to get pretty on the inside. You may be pretty on the outside, but you need to get beautiful on the inside. Amen. I've heard people say it don't matter what you look like on the outside. Well, you need to both do the best you can, you know, what you got. Amen. Well, we try. But I'll tell you what, it don't matter what you look like on the outside now. You get to living in sin. It'll tell on you. It'll age you before your time. It'll tell on you. Amen. Somebody asked an old fellow, they said, "Sir," they said, "how in the world did you live so long? Tell me the secret of your longevity." He said, "Well," he said, "I smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day." And he said, "I drink a quart of whiskey every day." And all, and then they said, "Well, man, how old are you?" He said, 43. So he told on him. Amen. They thought he was old. But sin, it does have a way. I remember reading after a surgeon, cosmetic surgeon, he said, To a person that he had just operated on, he said, "Now all this beauty that I've achieved here," he said, "if you don't change things on the inside, and you don't get some happiness and joy in your life," he said, "in a few years you'll reverse all of that, because what you do on the inside affects what happens on the outside, and no matter what you do, that old ugly life will get up there and it'll pull the corners of your mouth down into a frown." And it'll put wrinkles in your brow. Amen. And stress and distress will tell on you. And after a while, it's going to show up on the outside. You can have so many facelifts that when you raise your eyebrows, your holes come up. But it won't do you any good if you don't change what's on the inside. You got to change what's on the inside. But if you can get beautiful on the inside, the outside's not so important. It doesn't really matter what's on the outside. Amen. You're just going to, you'll be beautiful all over. Amen. The Holy Ghost makes us beautiful from the inside out. The Bible said that the Lord that man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. Amen. So while people are looking on the outside and making judgment, God's looking on the heart making judgment. While people are looking on the outside for beauty, God's looking on the inside for beauty. So if you're trying to please God tonight, get beautiful on the inside. Amen. And that's what's going to attract His attention. That's what's going to draw Him to you. Amen. It's because you have beautified. The Lord has touched us today. He has beautified the meek with salvation. That's what makes us beautiful today. Let's stand together. Thank you for your time and your attention here tonight. Amen. I'd like for us to just take a moment and look. You don't have a mirror tonight for the outside, but in the solitude of this place today, you can look on the inside. For just a moment, I'd like for us to shine the spotlight of God's Holy Spirit upon our hearts and ask the Lord, look inside today. What is in me? What do you see? And Lord, are you happy? Are you pleased with what you see on the inside of me? Does my attitude please you? Does my spirit please you? Do my actions and my thoughts please you? God, are you pleased with my life tonight? Is it beautiful in your sight? Do I need to make some changes? Show me, O Lord. I need you. If you're missing peace from your life, the God of peace will give you the peace of God that passes all understanding. If you're missing the love of God, the non-judgmental, beautiful, priceless, matchless love of God, you've never been loved like Jesus can love you. In Him you'll find completion. In Him you will be complete. You'll know when you get into His presence that this is what I've been missing. This is what I've been looking for. Amen. So if you need the love of God and the peace of God and the joy of the Lord, He wants to give you that tonight. This altar is a good place to find a place of repentance, a place of starting all over again. I invite you tonight to come into His presence. Present yourself just as you are, but He'll start. And you say, Jesus, I'm ready now. I want to turn around. I've been going the wrong way. Take me the right direction. He'll do that. Baptism, He'll remove every gross sin from your life, and He'll beautify you with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Let me invite you to come tonight. There's an altar here. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord would be pleased tonight if you'll listen and let him draw you into his presence. Here I am, Jesus. I need to change some things. I've tried and I'm not very good at it. They don't make any kind of a cover-up that'll hide the ugliness of my sin. They don't make any kind of a cleanser that I can get to wash away the ugly spots that have stained my soul. The only thing that can wash away my sins is the blood of Jesus.
And
the only one that can cleanse me and change
me
from the inside out. I so desperately need you tonight.
Not what I was, but what I could be. That's how mercy saw me.
I need you. I need you.
Beautiful.
Bible said if you come here in no wise, cast you away.
That's how mercy saw me.
He'll receive you tonight. The mercy. The grace.
Broken and so lost, mercy looked past all my faults. The justice
Hallelujah.
Of God saw what I had done, but mercy saw me through the sun. Not what I was, but what what?